Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Two hikers missing in Wrangell St. Elias National Park are feared dead. That after searchers found signs of the couple. Park spokeswoman Margie Steigerwald says a footprint in a boot along the Sanford River led to two backpacks
that had identification inside them and match the IDs of the two hikers that are missing.
Steigerwald says the experienced backcountry travelers were dropped off by air taxi June 22nd for what was supposed to be a five-day trip.
We believe that they tried to cross the Sanford River on most likely the first day of their trip. The likelihood of survival without their gear is pretty minimal.
Steigerwald says park rivers had been running very high before dropping Friday and Saturday. Ground searchers were pulled from the field over the weekend, but Steigerwald says a park pilot will continue to look for the missing hikers. She says the Park Service is in contact with the hikers' family and plans to release their names soon. Fairbanks joined communities across the country Saturday to protest the separation of immigrant children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Trump administration has suspended the practice in light of public outrage, but many parents and children remain apart at distant detention facilities. In Fairbanks yesterday, Alaska U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan emphasized that the federal government is not currently set up to properly handle the situation.
You got to keep families together, but you should have facilities that help do that.
Senator Sullivan says the federal government needs to provide more resources, including centers and judges, to more quickly process the current nationwide backlog of 700,000 immigrants.
If you keep families together and expedite the processing, you can essentially tell the mom and the child, okay, you qualify for asylum or you don't.
Sullivan stresses that seeking a better economic life does not qualify immigrants for asylum under federal law. Sullivan has co-sponsored two bills addressing the situation he says has suffered from executive branch policy swings, noting that the previous approach, known as catch and release, was also problematic.
Where you have people who are coming to the country illegally, and then they're essentially saying, okay, come back for your hearing in 4 years. And that's what's been going on, too. Well, guess what? None of those people show up. And when that word gets out that that's happening, then it actually creates a flood of more migrants, many of whom don't qualify for asylum.
Sullivan says the bipartisan legislation he favors offers a better long-term solution. Sullivan was traveling in Alaska over the weekend with U.S. Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta. They toured the Fairbanks Pipeline Training Center yesterday, which Acosta described as a unique bridge between education and industry.
Something that I don't typically see. It's a deep partnership, and everyone is working together to teach individuals both lifelong learning, but also the skills to have lifelong earning.
Acosta highlighted the opening of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling and the buildup of military infrastructure in the interior as major upcoming employment drivers.
This economy is going to be growing so quickly with the military spending and the energy spending that we're going to be seeing. We need to make sure that Alaska has the skills to support those industries.
Acosta says he's talking with Alaska Governor Bill Walker about job training programs in anticipation of readying the Alaska workforce in a short time frame. A poll shows a majority of Alaskans opposed to the National Park Service's proposed legalization of some controversial wildlife harvest methods. The telephone survey conducted last month by Remington Research for the Humane Society questioned 1,000 Alaska voters about the banned sport hunting and trapping practices the Trump administration proposes to bring back. The Humane Society's Wendy Kiefover says the poll results are clear.
Alaskans really want to see their native wildlife managed humanely and using sporting practices only.
The techniques at issue include bear baiting, the use of artificial light to kill black bears, including cubs at den sites, using dogs to hunt black bears, the taking of wolves and coyotes, including pups during denning season, and the harvest of swimming caribou, including from motorboats. Kiefover says the poll shows a supermajority of Alaskans oppose the practices.
Killing black bears in the den, the opposition was 71%. Hounding black bears, 69%. Killing swimming caribou, the opposition was 75%. And then baiting black bears and grizzly bears, the opposition was 60%. and killing wolf packs and coyotes at the den was 57%.
The harvest methods, which are legal under state regulations, were banned by the Park Service in 2015 out of concern they were largely aimed at controlling predators and not in line with the agency's mandate to maintain natural diversity. Their proposed rollback on Alaska National Preserves reflects orders signed by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke aimed at improving cooperation with states and outdoor recreation opportunities. Here's NPS Alaska Region spokesman Pete Christian.
This proposed rule is going to more closely align our hunting regulations on national preserves with the state of Alaska regulations. So this will enhance consistency with harvest regulations on all the surrounding lands, non-federal lands and waters. It'll make it easier for hunters to move between different jurisdictions.
The National Park Service is taking public comment on the proposed reversal of the prohibitions through July 23rd in anticipation of preparing an environmental assessment. I'm Dan Bross.